Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. Your resting point between quests. Let's join our hosts as we talk about this week's events in Hearthstone Mercenaries.
Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast, a podcast focused on taking you through Mercenaries news, updates, and weekly topics to keep you at the top of your Mercenaries game. I'm Dragonrider, and joined, as always, by my fellow hosts, Cinder and Simba. Hey, how are you guys doing today? Are you guys excited for Mercenaries?
I'm super excited for Mercenaries. I have planned to cancel my Monday stream and stream literally all day on the 12th when it releases.
Yes.
I am super jazzed. I am not super jazzed about some of my my day job deadlines that are on the 13th. It might be a day or two before I could jump on it, but yeah, I'm so hyped. I'm ready to come back into the fold.
Yes, yes. So it's kind of interesting because I think each of us has kind of been and are at different points in our Hearthstone journey, let's say. So jumping into this together for Hearthstone Mercenaries is kind of exciting. I guess we should start for all of the listeners by kind of giving an introduction to ourselves, but I really want to hear from you guys. So Simba, let's start with you. If you could introduce yourself, give us a little bit of like background of you and your, you know, journey through Hearthstone, and what are you most excited for Mercenaries?
All right, well, I'm Simba, and my name has been transferred over from PlayStation and beyond. I started playing Hearthstone actually in 2014 on accident. I was a big Destiny 1 player, and someone on my floor in my dorm, I was like, hey, come to my room. We're all playing these different games. Like, check this one out. And I was like, okay, cool. And I remember picking Shaman, and I remember that because I was super impressed by the fact that I could create a totem every single turn. Turns out Shaman was literally the worst class at the beginning, and I was just having a great time. Just tap, press the button. I didn't really take it seriously, even though I've been literally playing since it came out, until about year and a half ago. I've been Legend a few times. The first deck I got Legend with was Face Hunter, ironically, because I consider myself to be a Warlock main. My favorite deck of all time is probably Reno Lock. And the thing that I'm excited most for in regards to Mercenaries is just a fresh game mode. I felt the same way when Battlegrounds came out, and I love the fact that not only are they giving us new content every season, but also new game modes.
Yeah, so many new game modes. Oh my gosh. Like, it feels so weird thinking about when Hearthstone first came out to now. Like, it's not just a game anymore. Like, it's a platform with like a bunch of games inside of it. It's crazy. All right. Well, Cinder, how about you? Would you tell us about yourself, please?
I was one of the original Hearthstone players, you know, back in beta. I mean, eight mana Pyroblast. Anybody remember that? Or you know, like 4 mana, 5 mana Leeroy, those days.
Oh yeah.
played for, oh gosh, like several years before I kind of just fell out of the habit of playing, I guess. You know, it was I think, you know, Simba talked about not having new game modes, and at the time there really wasn't. Like, Battlegrounds hadn't come around by the time I had kind of put the game on the side. But yeah, multi-legend, went to DreamHack several times with you, Dragonrider. We went together once.
We did.
I was casting matches for a while. I think the peak was doing the World Esports Games regional championships for several regions, which was super cool. And of course, Coin Conceit. I think some people may remember me from the earlier days up to like the first 100 episodes or so. I was with Coin Conceit and Hat and Appa and the other guy with the beard who likes the cheeseburgers. Coming back it's interesting. Like I saw the Mercenaries announcement and a fresh start, right? Like, okay, jump back into the game, totally new mode. Don't have to worry about collections or anything like that. But also, like, I am real big on RPGs and I'm also pretty big on roguelikes, and this kind of touches both of those keys on the keyboard for me. And just being able to jump back into the Hearthstone lore, which was, you know, that it has become its own world, right? Being able to be reintroduced to it through a new game mode that maybe speaks more to me than Battlegrounds or, you know, traditional Hearthstone, has got me re-excited for the game.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just thinking about, like, I keep forgetting how many different kind of genres I think it puts together until you bring it up and I'm like, oh yeah. Cause it's kind of like a Slay the Spire Pokemon, like, I don't even know. There's like four other games I feel like are in this, and some of them I haven't played, but I'm like, it's so crazy. It's definitely a lot different, I think. And the initial kind of reveal that Blizzard did was not very what's the word I'm looking for?
It was fine. It was fine. It seemed like the people who put that together may not have actually ever played Hearthstone before, but it's fine. You know what? It had information. It was what it was. It was fine.
Yeah. It had a ton of information, which I think was part of the problem. It was like overwhelming information and people didn't really understand what it was and what was happening, which, you know, is another reason why we're really hoping that with this show we can, you know, help clarify things and be able to talk to people and show what the game mode is. I guess I should do a little bit of intro for me. I guess at this point I'm like, people know who I am. I don't know. But for anybody who may not know who I am, I go by Dragon Rider. You can call me Dawn either. I've been playing Hearthstone since beta. And I've done a ton of different stuff in the time. Was it like almost 8 years now, I think, I've been playing. So it's been a big part of my life for a long time. I've done multiple podcasts. I stream. I do YouTube content. Casting. I even got to fairly recently guest as a caster for the America's Grandmasters, which was amazing. So I'm looking forward to something new with Hearthstone that can be now a part of my already busy Hearthstone life. I don't know what I'm.
Yeah.
Do you guys have something that you think is going to be the most exciting or something that you think is like really standing out to you right now about Mercenaries?
Honestly, how confused everyone was. I know you brought that up earlier, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos from like Kriparian and Raren, if you know about Raren, and a few others. And a lot of them are not only referencing Crypt's video, but they have to go to the videos that are released by Hearthstone. And they're like, we don't know what's going on, so we're going to watch this and tell you what we think is going on. Ah, okay. So I'm curious to see how fast everyone picks up on it, and or if it'll be something where people just go right back to Battlegrounds, which I don't think will be the case because it's new content, but it could be.
Yeah, that's true. I'm curious to see how fast people pick up on things too.
Yeah, I'm amazed, but not amazed, not surprised about the amount of theory crafting that's going on right now. And you know, theory crafting is fun, but I gotta say, it doesn't have a lot of legs, because one, it's one thing to read the stuff and under and kind of grok, you know, the data and understand how the game functions, it's an entirely different matter to actually get into the game client and play the game, because the meta will shake you in ways that you are not ready for, because there is no play testing and no theory crafting that will stand up to being played by millions of people at the same time.
That's so true. I mean, anybody that may remember when Battlegrounds even was announced at BlizzCon, and of course that was before like COVID and all of that kind of stuff, but so you had the reveal, the announcement, they played the little trailer, and even a lot of people that were there or watching were kind of like, okay, what is this? Like, you know, it was kind of seemed like mixed reactions, or even people were kind of negative about Battlegrounds at first. And then once people like at BlizzCon, they got to go play test it on the floor, then you started seeing it come into like on Twitter, social medias, you know, Discord channels. People that were at BlizzCon were like, okay, now after playing it, this is really fun. Like, they really enjoyed it. So I could definitely see something like that happening with this as well. Like, once people, like you said, they get their hands on it, then it's going to be like, oh, okay, yes.
That might be the case for me, honestly. Like, I'm super psyched, but I think I could be even more psyched. Like, once I get a hand on my mercenaries and get them, in, like, entirely upgraded and get in the game. Because I know that one of the things that Crip brought up was a lot of people that he queues into by the end of the day might be super far behind him if they're queuing into PvP and not just the PvE, because he's like, I'm gonna play it all day, I'm gonna have, you know, all the pre-orders, I'm gonna have my packs, I'm gonna get all my stuff max, you know, how is that gonna fare for the people that just like hop in and, you know, play a couple PvE things and hop right into PvP and just get absolutely destroyed?
I mean, from my understanding, you know, there's gonna be a fairly vigorous MMR, like you're only going to get matched against people who have similarly leveled teams, and I think what Crip's experiencing is probably just the fact that there aren't a lot of people in that environment right now. Once it hits broad release, I expect that to level out probably.
I think that'll be really nice. I think another thing I'm curious about is if there'll be a competitive scene or a mildly competitive scene, because I've seen a few tournaments, you know, for Battlegrounds, but nothing as large as with Standard, of course. And even the ones that happened, they were kind of like less serious, I would say, or at least that's how they were marketed, the way that I understood them. And so I'm curious as to if, you know, Battlefly, or if they will be tournaments and things like that for mercenaries as well.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be something very interesting. I do know myself, and Mullahu will be casting a Mercenaries on Wednesday, right after. So, like, Mercenaries launches this Tuesday the 12th. And then Wednesday the 13th, No Pros Here is running, like, just a community tournament for Mercenaries. So I'll get to see that tournament in action. I mean, of course, that's like a, you know, a small third party kind of tournament that's not an official thing, and it's like right after release, so that's definitely going to be a bit different from, like, you know, a huge well-planned, you know, thing. But maybe it can be a thing. I'm not sure yet, because I don't even know how we spectate or anything yet, so I don't know how any of that's gonna work. So maybe it will be more implemented, or things will be a little bit more fleshed out for creating tournament stuff. But yeah, I'm curious to see how kind of competitive, or what the scene grows around it, it's going to look like.
Is that even public knowledge that you're casting that tournament? Did you just give away the goose?
Oh, it
is.
No, okay. I had to
check
announced.
The Twitter today.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that you had the little silhouette on Twitter for a little bit.
Yeah.
For,
well,
the surprise
and
caster.
I guess part of the joke with that was that they just basically took the same image from when I did the Grandmasters casting. So it was kind of like, what's this same exact image? I wonder who that is. So,
it's Diglett.
Pretty much. Pikachu.
So let's assume for a second that it does become competitive. The PvP mode is pretty robust. like Simba. Is that what do you are you going to be looking at more of the PvE or more of the PvP stuff?
More the PvP. I am a PvP just person in general. Doesn't matter the game. I've my favorite mode in Destiny and Destiny 2 is PvP. I've stick to, you know, all the PvP modes in Hearthstone. I don't even think I've touched some of the Books of Heroes. I'll be honest with you. Like, they're there, and I'm like, I should probably do these, but I haven't. The only game that I've spent a multitude of time not in PvP is in Rocket League, and that's because there's time in between games where I'm in training mode. So I would love for the competitive scene to get super huge so I can put a bunch of time into it and practice and get better and meet a lot of people and actually compete with something with no decks involved, card-wise. I know that's one of the selling points is you don't have to already have a collection of cards to play. So,
yeah, that was one thing that you brought up earlier, right, Cinder? Was like, you don't have to have a collection. So somebody who hasn't played in a long time can jump in and play it. And that was a big selling point as well for Battlegrounds. And it really did bring a lot of people in. Now, I'm curious, on top of the kind of competitive stuff, I'm really curious to see how well it performs on like YouTube and Twitch as like viewability, because I think that was also a big reason why Battlegrounds did so well, because, you know, Battlegrounds, for the most part, if you play a little bit, it's pretty easy to watch Battlegrounds and, you know, chat with streamers and connect that way. So I'm curious if this is going to have more of a like interactive feel and be really easy to watch, or if it's going to be something that's like, yeah, this is something I can't watch and it's not going to perform as well.
So, you know, no control warrior mirrors is what we're hoping for with the PvP mode. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I was a control warrior main, but you know, we're not gonna talk about that now. I think you definitely hit the truth there. Like, Battlegrounds being so accessible gave it the room to breathe on Twitch, you know, that the ranked mode, you know, doesn't have, ranked mode / competitive Hearthstone, because, you know, you didn't have to know every card in the collection necessarily. Like, almost everything that was happening on the screen as the person was making their purchasing decisions from round to round. And then, of course, there's no play decisions to make necessarily. You know, it's random. They just, you know, attack whatever. So it had a higher level of accessibility, which I think is what led to Battlegrounds being as watchable as it was. And I think there's definitely a bit of that in Mercenaries, because there is a collection, but it's not very big right now. It's what, like 50 heroes or something? Like, it's not much. Yeah. And it sounds like if you dedicate enough time, you should be able to fill out all 50 with relative ease. And then it's just a matter of leveling things up. It kind of has that same feel of, you know, there's not as much, you know, onboard decision making at the speed that Hearthstone goes. It's more of a tactical decision making as opposed to like on the fly, you know, that Hearthstone was. You're gonna be building very specific teams with very specific strategies based on the synergies and the tribal tags, and then your equipment and your abilities. Speed tier is going to be such a big deal. I can't wait till people just start racing down to the lowest speed tier possible. Cause man, I can tell you a few things about Dragapult Choice Scarf, but that's for another podcast. But yeah, like there's a lot that goes into the decision-making both before and during, Mercenaries, it seems like. And it seems like a PvP duel won't take as much time as a Battlegrounds or even like a Hearthstone game would take. It seems like it's going to be pretty quick to get through a duel.
Probably. I guess with so you have six mercenaries, right, that you can bring. Mm-hmm. And then you play three of them, and I guess I'm thinking like, right, it's going to be kind of like Pokemon, where as one dies, then another one comes in.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, with Pokemon, you choose who comes in, which I assume would be the same thing. You just go to your hand, and then you know, drag out the next, whoever you want to come out next.
I think it'd be really hard to have a tier list of mercenaries if you don't get to choose who comes out when one dies. Like that would bust the entire tier list of heroes, right? Like your comp has to be so synergistic at that point that there'd be such a huge gap from like the best comps and even the mid tier comps. Everybody would be running the same thing if you don't get to choose.
Yeah. Huh. I guess I hadn't think of like blah. Wow, I can talk. Good thing that we're working on audio here. Whew. Okay. You know, it's not like I talk for a living or anything. Good Lord. Okay.
No.
I guess I hadn't thought about that part of it yet either, like being able to choose or if it's random. It makes sense to be able to choose what mercenaries would come in and out. But I don't know if you can change them like at will or only when they die. Do we know that yet?
I think it's only when they die because
Okay. Yeah,
I also believe that you have to choose like which one of your abilities to use each turn. Turn, attack, right? 6 attacks. And then it doesn't necessarily reset, but you have to choose like, what you're using the next turn. So if someone has died, they will be replaced. And then you choose what your new mercenary gets to do.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, any other thoughts before we kind of wrap up our initial like little intro conversation starter getting things started episode? I don't know what we're calling this, but you know, it's whatever. It's
episode
all of them.
Zero.
Yes.
I would like to hear what you two are looking forward to as far as team building. Are there specific heroes or kinds of teams that you're looking forward to?
Speed, because I'm a mess. I pre-ordered Diablo, so I'm looking forward to using Diablo. But the biggest overall thing I'm looking forward to is being able to obtain all of them and play through all of them. I know that sounds like something that everybody would do is have all of them and play through all of them, but like that's kind of one of the things that occasionally makes standard stale for me when there's only 3 or 4 good decks. And so if I want to climb, whether that be, you know, up to legend or in legend, I have to play one of those decks. I can't just play something that's fun. And so I'm hoping that there's so many fun mercenaries and comps that I'll get to use and put together and still be able to have the same amount of fun while playing.
That's a good point. That's kind of interesting because I wonder if people are going to be like, you know, Murloc mains are like, you know, I don't know some of the other synergies off the top of my head now, but instead of like hunter mains or playing a specific class, I wonder if they're going to be like comp mains and just grind out one comp for like an infinity amount of time. Is there? Are there people that are going to do that?
Yeah. I mean, look, so for example, you know, like everybody who knows me knows that anything I do I have to start with Tauren. If there's no Tauren, I get mad and do something else. So there's a couple of Tauren to start with, which I would like to build around. Both of them have nature abilities. So I'm actually going to be kind of eyeballing any heroes that have nature stuff. So like maybe Rexxar, King Crush, you know, can kind of join the fun with the other two. There's probably going to be some really obvious stuff with like fire synergies and, you know, certain damage types. So I could definitely see it playing that way.
Yeah, I think I bring up Murlocs because I think that's one like a synergy that I'm looking forward to trying. It's just Murlocs because when I was first like really getting into being more competitive with Standard, the first deck that I hit Legend with was Murloc Paladin back when that like initial deck was really big. So I guess first thing would be like Murlocs, you know, and I think Murlocs were very popular in Battlegrounds as well when that was first starting. So I think my mind is just jumping there. I'm like, I want to make Murlocs, and I have a cute Murloc tattoo. So I'm like, Murlocs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Murloc tattoo is the new one. Well, newer.
Yeah.
I was around before the Murloc tattoo, and I haven't been around for that long, so new.
Yeah, kind of got a half sleeve almost in like a two and a half month period. It was very fast. I got a bunch of tattoos in a very short period of time.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. They're expensive, which is why it's now been a little while. Yes. Murlocs. Okay, now I'm even more excited for Mercenaries. Just because we have that sound clip now.
Well, we do now. I just Googled it, so it's on the soundboard.
Yes. Oh, okay. So, Simba, you said... God, I'm just going to laugh every time I hear that. Simba, you said you're not streaming on Monday because you're now going to stream all day Tuesday. What?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Are you streaming like right when it comes out? Or what?
I'm assuming it's going to come out at noon central? Question mark? I'm not sure.
Probably.
But if that's the case, then yeah, like right, like directly when it comes out, I'll be on to open the packs, check the mercenaries out, take a look at Diablo that's been pre-ordered, and get started in the story mode. I can be on earlier than that. However, if it's not out yet, I don't really see the point for that day specifically, right? Besides to like punish myself on ranked for a couple hours. So yeah, I'm not really about that, but my Tuesday's clear. So like, anytime from release through like 6 to 8 hours later, we're just gonna go at it, so that I have an ample amount of excitement and knowledge for the episodes going forward.
And Cinder, how about you?
I don't stream. I tried to stream early on in Hearthstone's lifetime, and I discovered it's really not my jam, but. You know, if a casting opportunity comes up once the PvP stuff starts happening, then that's definitely a thing. I mean, I got started casting with the Coin Conceit League, the Listener League. So if this little show gets some traction and we get some listeners who want to play competitive, I could definitely see myself casting a little Listener League again. That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yes. Sign me up. I'm down. Let's do that. All right.
Yeah.
We just need some people to listen and want to join in too. But I bet they're there.
They will come.
I know it.
If we put it out there, they will come.
Yes. I know. I'm going to be streaming 12 hours that day. I hit a sub goal to stream for 12 hours, but I guess it's I'll be punishing myself, as Simba said, cuz I'll be playing for like 5 hours before it comes out. Roughly.
You're already legend rank. That's not punishment. You can do whatever you want in legend right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Which is now just climbing as high as I can in legend so that I can be a good rank, comfortable rank, and then play mercenaries for the rest of the month. That's what I'm looking at.
I streamed for 4 hours today and gained like 2 ranks total. And then I got off and I played like 4 games of mage and made it to diamond. And I was like, I hate it here. I don't want to play mage.
That is always the way. Like you get on stream and it's just a snooze fest. And then as soon as you get off stream, you just rocket up the ladder every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up here. Any final closing thoughts before we do our wrap up?
I wonder if they're going to have a ranking system like they do for like, top 200, like Battlegrounds. Like you can go to the website and find.
I think so.
If that's the case, then that's the goal. Name on board.
Yeah, let's do it. Day one.
Perfect.
Let's go.
I'm just excited to be content creating again in this space, and I'm excited to come back in a week and actually talk about the game.
Yes, me too. I am excited. This is the show overall is something that I thought about kind of once after Mercenaries was revealed, and I'm super excited to be doing this with the two of you. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think we're going to have a great synergy for the three of us, so I'm looking forward to it. But
it's a llama.
Let's go ahead and just want to thank Purple Cat for the great intro and outro stuff that we are using. And if you want to find even more from us and the show, you can find our show on YouTube, everywhere that you can find audio podcasts, and on Twitter at Spirit Healer Pod. Or you can even send us an email at spirithealerpodcast@gmail.com. For myself, you can find me on Twitter at DawnieDK, that's DawnieDK, and on Twitch and YouTube at DragonRiderDK. And how about you, Cinder?
You can shitpost at me on Twitter, at Cinder Ascendant. If you have trouble spelling it, that's okay. Everybody does. So just look in the show notes.
And you can find Simba online everywhere at SimbaTV_. I don't believe there's an underscore on the YouTube, but everywhere else there is, because Simba was taken.
Oh.
Of course it was. Well, again, thank you everybody for listening to this episode. Thank you for choosing us as your resting place of choice between your journeys. And we will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for stopping by. See you next time at the Spirit Healer.